Today's Your Daily Bible Verse Devotional is sponsored by the David Caleb Cook Foundation. If our podcast has been a blessing in your life, would you consider helping us get Bibles to children in Muslim countries? Go to davidcalebcook.org/dailybible to donate. Your gift will help send God's Word to children around the world.
Hey, listeners. Thanks for joining us for Your Daily Bible Verse. We hope you enjoy this deeper look at one of your favorite, or maybe not so well-known, Bible verses. To get all of our episodes straight to your phone, just subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or wherever you listen to your podcasts. To find more Bible studies, Bible reading plans, and verses by topic, we'd love for you to visit us on BibleStudyTools.com.
The Power of Worship by Meg Booker, read by Leah Martin. Today's Bible verse is John 7:31. Still many in the crowd believed in him. They said, "When the Messiah comes, will he perform more signs than this man?" Standing alongside hundreds of arms raised up and voices tuned to the same praise is a powerful way to experience God's presence. It moves my faith forward. It's a contagious crowd. The Voice paraphrase of John 31 emphatically states, "In the crowd, there were many in whom faith was taking hold. A hope renewed, courage strengthened, and spirit lifted by a large number of persons gathered closely together. A large number in which he promises to be present when gathered in his name." Life sometimes throws the ball up in the air, leaving us to stare at the clouds, wondering where it went. Like a helium-filled balloon, it seems to float hopelessly out of sight, out of our reach, into the clouds. There are seasons of life that don't have solutions, at least not any easy ones. So we cope, mourn, misunderstand, and lift frustrated fists in the air or pound them against walls. We all break down. We can walk toward the echoing sound of our thoughts, seek out opinions that we want to hear and solutions we feel like pursuing. We can isolate ourselves and let our thoughts drive us into the blank, frozen space of wasted time. Or we can walk into a crowd that will steer us into position to catch the ball when it falls back down from the clouds. There is faith in that crowd. He is there. Faith that can take hold of us, guide us, hug us, love on us, and remind us who threw the ball up in the first place and who holds the game plan, the good plan, for our lives. In the space that life often leaves, between here and a possible there, grip his hand. It's the one with the scar from the nail that held it to the cross, the hand that sacrificed life for all of ours. Jesus came to save us from that space that threatens to carry us away. Let's pray. Father, we praise you for Jesus and the way he so gracefully guides us back to your will for our lives time and again. Thank you for his gentle guidance and your forgiving grace. Forgive us for trying to force the ball down instead of waiting. We're bad at being patient, Father. Help us. Send your spirit to strengthen that gift. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hey, everyone. Thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Did you know that children between the ages of 4 and 14 are four times more likely to accept Christ than they will be as adults, and that need to share the gospel and the love of Jesus with precious children is even greater in the Muslim world, where many never hear about Christ's love for them. You can help lead children in Muslim countries to Jesus by sending them a Bible through the David Caleb Cook Foundation. Your gift will send a colorful, comic-style action Bible that connects with kids so they can know the hope of Jesus. So please, give your best gift today at davidcalebcook.org/crosswalk and watch as God transforms these children to transform their world.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists.
When he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Hello, I'm Adam Comer.
And I'm Ryan Chittister.
And we are the host of Life After Addiction podcast. What we believe is that addiction is not a surprise to God.
That's right. We discuss addiction from a biblical worldview and how true freedom comes through a personal relationship with Jesus Christ.
Absolute freedom from addiction, the secular worldview of once an addict, always an addict, is just not true. If you or someone you love struggles with addiction, subscribe to Life After Addiction at lifeaudio.com.